Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Oversharers podcast. My name is Colton.
And I'm Harbour.
And today we have a brand new episode featuring just us.
Yay! Did you miss us? Because I missed you. Who said that?
Who said that?
I don't know.
I thought that was a famous quote.
I think it was. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah. So how have you been, Harbour?
I don't know.
How's your weekend been?
I don't remember. Did I go out with you?
Yeah, we went out on two occasions. We went to...
What did I do with you?
So oh my God, we did football. We did football.
And I scored a goal.
And I assisted.
Did you?
Oh yeah, you did.
Oh my God.
This girl, she just wants to take all the glory for herself.
No, I don't. I was so proud of that goal, guys. Wallahi, yeah. If you saw me. And then afterwards, I tried to get a second goal and I dropped. It was embarrassing, but you know.
Oh my God, it was the most... It was such a fun experience. But the aftermath, like waking up that next day, I felt like I got hit by a train.
Yeah, I couldn't walk. Can we just talk about the warm-up? I know why these footballers make money. Wallahi, yeah. The warm-up beforehand, death. Did you not feel like your chest was burning? I couldn't run. And then the coach was like, run five. And then you have to sprint five times back and forth.
But you know,
pitch.
She said afterwards, dying. The coach basically said, I'm going to just say her name. It's Coach Ikrak. Please go and follow Coach Ikrak on Instagram and whatever social media platforms that she's on, because she's amazing. But she was saying to us how when she goes to training for her own little football training thing that she does, the professional stuff, right?
Yeah.
She was like, they make her do like 10 times worse than what we did in the warm up.
Like 14. 14 sprints.
She said 10 sprints.
She said 14 to me.
Did she say 14?
Up and down the pitch, guys.
And then she kept making us do these little like...
One, two.
And then the header and the catch game. That was so much fun. So we played this game where she goes around with the football. And if she says header, you've got to catch it. And if you catch it, if she says catch, you've got to header it. So yeah, it was really confusing. Like psychologically,
she was torturing us.
Low-key, yeah. Innit?
It was like fun. It felt like PE.
Yeah, it felt like PE. It felt like camp.
Yeah, it was fun. And then what else did we do?
We went to Wonder Mix's pre-shop opening party.
I still have the smoothies in my fridge.
So do I. Very I wonder nice. How long they last for.
Till the 28th.
Oh, okay. So I've got to finish those. Yeah. They're really nice though, I'm not going to lie.
Very tasty.
Yeah, so the smoothies were really tasty. He was really lovely. It was like, we felt very welcome, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a fun event.
Yeah.
Too many men, but it's okay. Guys, I had to be walking and there was just like 1,000 men. I was like...
I was sweating.
And I couldn't see Colton. I was like, where am I going to find this guy? How awkward is this? I was like, I wasn't even dressed to my nines. All the men looked like physically, like the clothing they were wearing was nice.
Yeah.
Everyone was dressed up basically.
They were very trendy.
Me and Colton came back from work. Literally, we looked so bummy. I did my makeup in like 5 seconds.
We had bubbles on our coats.
And like, wallahi, my coat looked like I had dandruff, guys. It was my work coat, yeah. And then I walk in and I just see 1,000 men. I'm like, where's Colton? So like, I have to look around. I'm calling. You know when you call someone and like they're not picking up the phone and you're standing there like a idiot, like just on the phone like looking. Oh,
when
so
I walked
awkward.
In, I was just doing the most awkwardest thing. So I'll just go and stand somewhere, pretend I'm reading something. You know when you feel nervous,
guys,
you just do strange
so
things.
Awkward.
And then finally, I went downstairs and I saw Amina and I was like, oh.
And then I saw Colton on Amina. Yeah. I was like, I can see women.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. It was a fun event. And it was really nice to see like loads of like Muslim, Black, Somali creatives like together.
Yeah.
Like we met so many people like we always see online. That was fun.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Yeah, so guys, check out Wonder Mix's new store, which is on number 2 Percy Street next to Tottenham Court Road Station. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Anyway, moving forward. Guys, Galadha's here. Say hey. What was I going to say? What else do we need to catch up with each other with? We're all together. We're together all the time, guys.
Not really. I'm
actually
going to
miss you.
Actually,
I'm going to be so sad.
Weekend.
You saw me the whole weekend.
Yeah,
you saw me last night. How about that?
Yeah, she just turned up randomly at my house. Can you believe it?
We live 2 minutes from each other, guys.
She just strolls in, doesn't even knock on the door because the door's just open. Yeah.
We actually live 2 minutes away. So then I had to go to her house to escape my children. So my husband had to make sure that he had to put them to bed. So in order to do that, I had to leave the house. So in order for me to leave the house in this cold, I've got to go to Callie's house. So yeah.
Lovely.
Love that.
It's bloody freezing outside at the moment. Oh my God,
it was. And it was raining so much. But what was I going to say to you? Yeah, I'm going to really miss you when you go to Doha.
I know. I can't.
I was trying to collect my friends today in the group chat. I was like, everyone ignored me, can I just say? And you know what? I was in my feelings. I was like, shall I leave this group chat? Like the only child that I am. I was like, I'm gonna leave.
What
this
the
group
hell?
Chat.
Can I just
Why am I being ignored?
She sends two TikTok videos and cries about being ignored.
I did. It wasn't two. I said three statements anyway.
During the working day between 9 to 5. Today. When everyone else is at work.
I wasn't working. But anyway.
Moving on. Yeah, so I'm going to put a damper on what you just said. But today's actually the fourth day of the humanitarian...
It's finished.
No, it's not. Today's the fourth day, no? The fourth and last day of the humanitarian pause. There's no ceasefire.
Whatever it was, the pause has finished.
Today's the last day. Or is it yesterday?
No, it's finished. Wallahi, it's finished.
How do you know it's finished?
Because they started bombing again. Go on.
Because we need to get our facts straight. So Biden's ban on Israel bombing Gaza.
For both to pause at the moment. But if we know the truth... But if we really think about it, loads of people, actually, two people got killed in the West Bank during the pause. And then also the hostages from the Israeli side got released, and they all seemed very, like, well-clothed, well-fed. They were even saying bye, waving, shaking hands. Whereas when the prisoners were released from Israel, the Palestinian kids and women and children were released from imprisonment, basically. Yeah, some of them were in there without a charge. And then you know what was really, really sad? That the Israeli government basically said once the Palestinian prisoners were released, no one could celebrate their release.
That's sad, isn't it?
It's like no one could come to each other's houses to be happy. Like, just the control is just so sad. And the last thing I wanted to say is that father with his daughter, and he had a beard, and like he was kissing her face. Honestly,
was
I
envisioned... Was that the one that was talking about the earring?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was so heartbreaking.
And it was like, he was just stroking her face and smiling. He was like,
he goes, the soul of my soul, or something like that. And I just, ouch.
My, when I saw him stroking her face, it just reminded me of me and Issa. When he goes to bed, I just stroke his face. It just, it was so sad. But she's dead.
So sad, isn't it?
Subhanallah.
I just think it's a bit mad because, like, even though there's a pause, they're still arresting children, aren't they, in Palestine? Yeah. They're still arresting Palestinian children. And then they released, like, 117 hostages. No, 117 prisoners, and then, like, arrested 116 in the West Bank. And it's like, what are you doing?
There's so much happening in the West Bank at the moment. Like, there was a guy standing with his daughter near a shop. He just got shot randomly. Then there was another woman or a man, or I don't know if it was a young kid or a woman, who was shot. And then, like, no other people were allowed to touch their bodies because the sniper was still, like, shooting every time someone came near the body. Like, it's just inhumane.
That's mad. I'm not going to lie. That's actually crazy. Another thing that they do, is basically, you know, the Israeli occupying forces, they just pick kids up in the street, arrest them for no reason, and then say, well, you were throwing stones at the protest. You have to admit to throwing stones at the protest, otherwise we're going to get your mum and your dad. And then, like, basically they'll give them a telephone to, like, be able to speak to a lawyer, and then obviously they find that the child's trying to communicate with their mum. They snatch the phone, and then they're basically saying you have to admit to these charges. They put them in prison for, like, 3 to 6 months for doing nothing.
And then they extend it. So if it's, like, 6 months... they'll extend it again for another 6 months and then another 6 months. And that's all in that time where they haven't had any justice. They haven't gone to trial. They haven't gone to court. There's no, like...
But low-key, I think they want people to be angry. They want to enrage the Palestinian people so that they can point the finger at them later on and say, they're barbarians, they're aggressive, they do this, they do that. Because it doesn't, like... Why are you just picking up little kids off the street and arresting them for no reason? It makes no sense.
For me, what's really scary is, like, a lot of the Israelis, which we'll say the current government there is quite far right, a lot of them are saying like a lot of rhetoric that's quite like Nazi, comparing the Palestinians to Nazis, or like saying the Nazis had a cause. I read this article that basically said, it was written by an American journalist, and he basically said what the Nazis did, they weren't happy with, meaning the Holocaust. So some of them, some of the men apparently, the soldiers would drink if they like, if they killed anyone in the Holocaust, for example, to get rid of the burden of what they did, and they would feel guilty. And then they're basically comparing that to Palestinians and saying they, Hamas, not Palestinians, saying that Hamas has no guilt. They literally just do what they do. Essentially saying that Hamas is worse than Nazis, which to me is like, how are you going to justify it that way? It's actually crazy.
I just feel like this pause, this whole pause situation is a bloody joke.
What does pause mean? So you're going to pause now and then like what, in 48 hours we're going to bomb again? Like how does that work?
And you know what's wild? During the pause, you're seeing little babies able to go and sit on the beach and just look at the sea view. And it's like, it's really sinister because it's like, right, in 4 days, we could potentially die. Like, we're going to be bombed by the occupying forces.
There was this little kid
But it doesn't make sense. How are you ceasing, stopping everything for 4 days? Because psychologically, that's going to F with you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're experiencing a bit of peace right now. And then potentially we have to start running again.
But it's the idea of treating it like a war. Do you know what I mean? And if we really think about it, is it a war? Because one side is far more equipped than the other. If you think about it,
it's so disproportionate. Like it just, it's not a war, it's an attack.
It's one-sided.
Exactly.
At the moment, the way it is.
The way I see it.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Praying for the people, may Allah aid them.
I mean.
And we'll continue to talk about it.
But something positive.
Go on the thingy.
Thai dollar sign is a Muslim.
Guys, is that an actual fact? We saw him praying in a masjid.
But then
do
the
we
thing
know
is, it could be Muslim. It's either he's embraced Islam or
he's learning about it.
He's learning about Islam, or he's just doing what he usually does and he's a praying man. Do you know what I mean?
I need to Google this.
Because
I
heard there's loads
it.
Of people in the industry that are Muslim but can't really say that they're Muslim for fear of reprisal. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, people are basically seeing him praying and everyone's saying that he's reverted, but there's no factual information
but
he could have already reverted.
Yeah, he could have already been Muslim. I don't know. People are saying he embraced Islam. Galada, what do you think?
I mean, he was praying.
Yeah, guy gave him a Quran. Usually that's a sign of someone's taken their
shahada. No, there was another guy that was praying as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay.
And he said, I don't know. Yeah. I have to think about that one. So, Thai dollar
sign,
guys.
Shout out to Thai dollar signs. Allahumma barik.
Has embraced Islam.
Wow.
There was another. So, the guy that was with him, I don't know his name, Money something, and he's like a bit of a big dog in Dubai.
Yeah.
Billionaire son. But apparently he hasn't asked his dad for a dime since he was 15 years old.
So he makes his own money.
Self-made geezer.
All right, cool.
And he was also he hangs around with rappers quite a lot. And he was seen with a guy called NLE Chopper. Not sure if you
Yeah,
know.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's the other video that I saw.
Who has also embraced Islam.
No, we don't know that, but though. He was just praying.
They could already be Muslims. We're not
Guys,
sure.
Guys, these rappers go to Dubai and they put on a... what's it called? what do they call it?
He wasn't wearing a khamis. He was wearing regular clothes. Tattoos on show. Everything.
No, I saw a video of him wearing khamis standing next to the guy.
No, Thai Dolla Sign wasn't wearing
not
khamis.
Not Thai Dolla Sign. I'm talking about NBA Chopper. Is that his name?
NLE Chopper.
NBA. That's not my age showing. Anyway, him.
NBA boy Chopper, yeah?
Whatever Chopper his name is, yeah?
Man like Chopper.
Was wearing a khamis, but a lot of them, like Rick Ross goes to Dubai all the time and he wears a khamis. That does not mean he's embraced Islam.
I know, but NLE Chopper was praying. Do you see Rick Ross praying? Because you know when someone prays, usually they're praying to Allah.
Oh no, guys. Oh no.
He wasn't
but
doing
you know,
this,
Allahu A'lam.
Our Father, art thou in heaven. He wasn't doing that. He was in Salah. He was prostrating.
As a kid, can I ask you the question? As a kid, yeah. Secretly, guys, don't judge. You know what I'm about to say? Secretly, did you ever just go like this? if for those in the audience that wants to listen, yeah, you know when like Christians, and I'm not even taking the piss, so don't come for me, yeah. But as a kid, I used to always see in my school like loads of Christians, of Irish Christians, always like do the cross.
Yeah. So or, like, they were symbolic, did the
stuff
the action of the cross. Yeah.
So I used to be like, how do they do that? Yeah. And I used to think, like, what does that mean? I secretly do it.
So you just did that?
Just the vibes, because I didn't know. But yeah.
So right. We did a lot of stuff in primary school.
So did you?
Because our teachers did it. I'm not going to lie, I didn't do that one. That one's a bit mad.
Really?
Is
that a bit mad one?
But what I did do was I was an angel in the nativity.
Oh my God, let's talk about the nativity for a second now.
What is your son because getting my roped son's into a, the
yes. I'm not even going to lie. I don't even want to break his little dreams because he's like 5 years old, yeah.
Talking about Father Christmas.
No. He talks about Santa all the time, but I've said to him, Santa's just a man. That's all I say because I don't want to break his little heart. And then we talk about Allah. He knows where Allah. He's always said, when you say to him, where's Allah? He goes up. So good, he knows good. The stash. And recently we've started with, why am I justifying what I'm teaching myself?
Because you know those mums are gonna come.
No, but it's true. And I teach him, you know, who's my dean, who's my prophet, who's Allah. Okay, moving on. Now that we've got that out of the way. Right, anyways, yesterday, opened his little bag up and he had like nativity lines for like the nativity play. So I was like, oh, when did you get this? He was like, oh, last week I'm gonna be in the nativity play. And
what
I was
role,
like,
what
nice.
Role?
Oh, because you know, it's not a big role.
If you got Mary or Joseph, you're lit.
Yeah, no, he hasn't got, I don't think he's got the attention.
And if you've got the three wise men, you're lit as well.
Absolutely not. I think he might be a tree. But no, he's not a tree actually, because he's got a line.
Yes, it can't be a tree.
He's got a long line that he has to memorize, which he's actually really proud of. But the question is, guys, yeah. Then I was speaking to the Somali mums and I was like, listen, like you lot have kids now, your kids are a bit older, like what, you let them go to the nativity play? And they were like, yeah, like he's 5 years old, like he's not even gonna remember it, let him go, like it's just for the vibes basically. So now I'm just gonna let him do it. But they were like, when he gets to year two, year three, you gotta stop them, because like that's when they
do you know what my dad internalize did it. God rest his soul, Alan Harris, yeah, basically they did a performance of nativity in the class and he said, you know what, you can do that one. I was an angel, bear in mind. I didn't have a big role.
Oh, that's so cute.
But then what they wanted to do was do the same performance at the local church.
That's another step, though.
Over my dead body, are you doing a nativity play in the local church?
Sorry, that's another level.
And then I got upset. I was like, no, but like all my whole class is going
to exactly. It's the feeling left out. And I don't want to do that to him. But then I'm also like, oh, God. So now for the next 3 weeks, I've got to really enforce the tawheed. Like it's got to be up there in the household because it's a bit peak.
Yeah, you've got to balance it out.
Honestly, the identity of raising kids in this country is a bit mad, but what can we do?
Yeah, what can we do, innit?
What can we do? Anyway, moving on. So have you heard about Nella controversy?
I have.
Poor Nels.
Poor Nella.
Honestly, I just feel like, yeah, I really, really wish, now I want us to be serious now, because there's not a lot of us people of colour on telly, mainstream telly, not like Channel 4, YouTube and whatever. And also we need to think about a scripted show is different to like a scripted YouTube show that has like edits and cuts, and you can really chat to your manager and be like, take something out if you wanted to. Like similar to this podcast, we can take out whatever we want.
Yeah.
It's not the same as like a mainstream live every single day shoot television show. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes I just genuinely feel like you need to have the right vibe to go on that place. Do you know what I mean? And like the right sort of media training to go on mainstream telly. Not that I'm saying she shouldn't, because obviously she's trying to get her bag. And if she does really well, which we hope she does, then obviously she'll get bigger, better things.
Yeah.
It's worked out for Alison Hammond.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my point is, it can go either one way or another. And right now it's going the other way, and it's real awkward.
It's mad. But I also think that ITV should have probably vetted her better.
In what way, though?
And I'll tell you why. Because if they did their vetting process properly and they invited a black woman to come on live primetime television, knowing their analytics, knowing their audience are predominantly white people, do you know what I mean? And those sorts of people are going to be the ones that fall into those traditional tropes, like the angry black woman. And
yeah, but that's their fault. It's
yeah,
her
that's
fault.
What I'm saying. Yeah, but yeah. That's the audience that is basically dragging her right now on the internet. For, can I just say, they're saying that she overreacted, but people's responses to trauma are very different. Do you know what I mean? Overreacted in the conversation with that man.
No, I get that. And I'm not gonna lie, I get where they're coming from, but I also think their audience overreact. The audience and the media overreacted to how they approached the situation. They could have just let that go. It wasn't that deep. Fred's okay, Nella's okay.
Yeah, but they dragged it on.
But they dragged it on more.
And then that's what's causing this predominantly white audience to essentially drag it. And I'll tell you why it's a dragging. It's not like the things that I'm seeing on the internet aren't even based on the show anymore. They're literally trying.
For her.
Yeah, they're coming for her character, her things that she said online. They're bringing up stories, etc. And I think that's racialized. I'm so sorry.
Of course it is.
It's mad.
But also, another thing that made me really sad is on Twitter, the same people, not just Twitter, but social media in general, the same people, yeah, that will hype you up when you're at your highest. They will love you the most, are the first people to drag you down.
Drag you down.
It was so scary about Nella, yeah. It's the concept that people were dragging her for doing a trial where she was like, stuck in this really confined space. It's dark, there's like animals all around you, like insects all around you, and then like she said she didn't want to do it anymore and she clocked out, and people were like, yeah, like she and in my mind I'm like, if you were in that situation, mate, you would not even be speaking. I'm so
that's
sorry.
What I'm saying, you can't predict what someone's gonna say when they're in a heightened environment like that. You can't predict how they're gonna, like, she okay, maybe she was triggered by the comment he made. Maybe it's her environment and just like the shit that she's doing currently.
She's probably hungry, tired. She's not even sleeping in her bed properly.
And how many times do we snap at each other, like generally, on a day to day? Like, come on.
Valid.
Over some dumb stuff.
Valid.
When you know, like,
but
do you know
I
what
just
mean?
Don't, I don't think she needs to be dragged to the point where, like, yeah, it's racial. You're like bringing her down. People are saying like her whole career's gone. I'm like, really?
I don't think so.
She'll bounce back. She always does. Yeah. But my point is, it's just sad. Like people just, like they're waiting for your downfall. It's the same as like Monet and Jalen at the moment. You know Monet McMichael on TikTok? So her and Jalen are going out. Do you know who Jalen is? Right, cool.
That guy from Love Island.
Yeah. So they're going out. At the peak, everyone loved them. Now people are turning on them.
What?
And I'm like, what is going on? People are actual haters.
No,
and it's so,
wallahi,
have you not seen the TikTok
on
feed?
Monet
am I lying?
Jalen.
Have you not seen the TikTok feed? Everyone, people are coming back saying, because basically Jalen put out this video where he's like, I'm a metro sassy something man. Yeah. And loads of people did skits on it. And basically said, yeah, no, you're begging it now because it's just too much. Loads of people are saying that he's basically looking in the comments and acting like the perfect boyfriend. People are haters, I'm telling you, it's so weird. People are saying Monet is unrelatable.
Wait,
anymore.
They think that Jalen is basically trying to embody
the perfect boyfriend
based on people's comments on TikTok.
Yeah, like people are weird. I'm telling you.
So crazy. Do you know how crazy it is to make that assumption?
Search up the stitch, guys. I'm not lying. I've seen about 6 stitches of people saying, yeah, this guy's weird now. Like, he's weird.
Well, they say he's too good to be
and
true.
And they're only saying he's weird.
Because they're happy.
No, it's because they're happy, but also it's because he put out the statement that basically said, I am a metro sassy something man who embraces like femininity and masculinity, like don't put me in a box, basically I'll do what I want.
But I don't understand how that relates to
Monet and him.
Yeah,
so that relates to Monet and him because people are on the slyly coming for Monet recently because they keep saying that she's unrelatable anymore. That's what I'm saying to you. When people get to a certain stature in their influence, people assume, yeah, like they're too good to be true. It's the same as the Pookie guy. You know, the guy that does this? And people are like, oh yeah, he's annoying now. Oh yeah, he's this now. Oh, he's not vibes anymore. Oh, this is jarring now.
Yeah.
Even though they're the ones, the consumers, the audience are the ones that put him up to this level.
Yeah.
And it's like, it seems like, people are literally just waiting for your downfall.
That's sad, isn't it?
And it's so scary. Like, and I'm not even going to compare this to us sometimes, but I just feel like the way people comment, like, rashly on stuff. In my head, I never do shit like that. But you can't control everyone. But my point is...
Go off, yeah. Father. Go off. Go off.
That's all I'm saying.
Go off, sis.
I'm going to pause. Galadha's trying to see if she's verified. Well, why? Look. Yeah. And then you got to see all the stitches. It's crazy. And to me, it's like, Monet and Jalen are actually happy. Like,
yeah,
they're pretty. I mean, successful,
of course,
and they seem happy, so
on
let
the
them
surface,
be.
Yeah, just let
do you
them
know what I mean?
Be.
Even if they're having issues, that's their beef. But yeah. My point is, why were you?
Why
fantasizing
are you
about
waiting
them?
For them?
Why were you making these little threads and these little TikTok sounds and these little TikTok pictures and videos about them? And now you're hating. Like, it's confusing to me.
Oh, come on, they're clutching at straws now with Jalen. Bless him.
So basically, they're saying that I don't know if you guys can hear that, but basically, they're saying that his previous ex, she had 3 children, and he like integrated himself into their lives. He was looking after the kids. He was very involved. Obviously, they broke up and he just left. So they're judging him for that now. Mm. People have exes, they move on. Like, come on, it's not that deep. And it's not his kids, exactly. He didn't abandon his children. But my point, the whole point of this whole thing, it started from Nella and it's gone to Mona and Jay.
But you know what really freaks me out is the like digging for like personal information, like going back, trying to find small little bits of information
just
from their
like,
past, just to create a narrative.
Just to create your downfall. It's really sad.
No, that's insane.
But that's why I always say, anyone that has TikToks or Twitters from previous years, please delete any madness that was on there before you get caught. It's the same as Trish who won Big Brother. No, she didn't win Big Brother.
Oh,
she came
yeah.
out and she was like a fan favourite. I'm not going to lie, her tweets were a bit mad.
They were a bit mad.
They were mad. But
it's the fact that somebody went out of their way to go and search, like literally trawl through all these tweets to get... To be like, bingo, got you.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of that guy, that cyclist that watches people that drive with their phones in their hand and then he reports to you. You know, he's so evil. He actually attends court to witness people get points off
no,
their license.
That guy's actually jobless. Like, that's his jobless
That's
behavior.
A level of, like, petty that you've got to be. That's the level that these people are on. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so, my God, that brings us to Morocco.
That does. Guys, we just want to say my bad in it.
Essentially, with the Morocco snippet, I think our intention was to highlight the hard truth that some married men are trifling.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was our message. But I think it's been taken out of context to with the understanding that we've, you know, ruined a reputation of Moroccan women.
Guys, we do not think Moroccan women are prostitutes, number one. That is the first and main thing. Because that's the main thing that come. Our intention wasn't to basically show any harmful
no,
like,
but that,
towards
like, but how
Moroccan
wild,
women.
But how wild is that?
I know, but first, before, let's just address
Morocco
that first.
Is angry at us.
I know.
Which is crazy, because in my life, I have never said anything bad about women on this podcast. It's always, you know what I mean? We're here for the girlies.
We are.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I just have to reiterate the intention behind that snippet. I know it was an inflammatory, like, TikTok that we referenced. And my bad, like, I know that TikTok was inflammatory.
We're never going to reference Aki
Amen
again.
When I listen to that back, yeah. When I listen to that back, I know that, like, that's a bit of a mad TikTok. However, our intention was just, you know, to let you girlies know, keep you in the loop on what's going on.
Indeed. Anyway, guys, what we do want to say is that we appreciate all the feedback that we got in the DMs and all the messages that we got from the snippet. And we're going to take that forward and make sure that we
don't reference inflammatory TikToks going forward.
So just make sure that we don't reference something like that ever again. So, yeah, we love you guys and thank you for supporting us always. Okay, right. So, guys, we asked you this week, what are you leaving behind in 2023? Colton, what are you leaving behind?
Just a load of shit.
Girl.
No, honestly, I'm leaving behind just a load of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Feces. Cool.
I'm leaving behind just a very depressing year.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to end the year on a bang. Because I'm going away next week.
Zana! Right, okay. What am I leaving behind? I am leaving behind... I don't know. What am I leaving behind?
What are you leaving behind?
Negative choices.
Oh, poor choices.
I'm leaving behind...
Bad skin. I'm going to drink loads of water next year.
My skin wasn't that bad this year. I'm leaving breakouts behind. I'm leaving behind weight gain.
Yes.
Started the gym again. There we go. I'm leaving behind negative thoughts, overthinking.
Negative self-talk.
Always feeling like you're depressed, but really you just need to get up and start moving. Feeling sorry for yourself. I'm leaving behind. What else am I leaving behind?
I'm leaving behind being a couch potato.
Valid. I'm leaving behind binge watching. I don't want to binge watch anymore. I'm good.
I'm leaving behind procrastinating on my work.
I.e. I'm leaving behind my job.
My J-O-B.
I might be a stay-at-home wife. You never know, guys. It might be a thing for me. You never know.
I'm leaving behind screen time.
Valid. I'm leaving behind feeling too scared to post on TikTok.
Love that one.
There you go.
I'm leaving behind being too scared to post on Oversharing Beauty.
Indeed. That's a big one for you. Big one. Even Galadon knows that one. What else? What else am I leaving behind? I'm leaving behind smutty books.
Alhamdulillah.
We've seen goodness. What else?
I'm leaving behind slacking on my prayers.
Very good. Valid. You know, a really good point would that be? I've recently started doing this thing where if I don't pray my prayer on time, I like pinch myself. It's a form of pain, but it gets me up. I don't know if you want to take that on board, but it's been helping me.
Do you know what? Just to add to that.
But it's like it creates a habit in your head to like, you don't want to feel pain, so you get up.
So just to add to that. So when I used to work in the psychiatric unit many years ago, TW guys, trigger warning. But what the kids used to do to get the thought out of their mind to self-harm was they'll put an elastic band around their wrist and snap it.
Now, it's not the same as that.
It's not, gravity-wise.
But for me, it just stopped delaying.
I quite like that. I might do it with the elastic band.
But I just pinched myself, so it's been working. We're talking a lot about self-harm here. I'm very sorry,
I'm
guys.
So
it's
sorry,
gone
guys.
A bit dark.
Yeah.
Okay, what else am I leaving behind? Not saving money, bad money choices. I'm leaving behind my credit card and I'm never getting one again.
Inshallah.
What else? I mean, I will get another one, but not with a high limit. Moving on. What else?
I'm leaving behind...
This is very long.
I'm leaving behind... what else? There's a lot we're leaving behind, isn't there?
So much I'm leaving behind. I'm leaving behind not getting therapy. Well, no, I do get therapy, but not attending it regularly. So I'm going to carry on attending, being consistent with myself, with my health and my mental health. What else is yours?
I'm leaving behind sleep, bad hygiene.
Valid.
Sleep
hygiene. Oh my God, I'm a night owl. I was telling you about that the other day.
What do you even call that? Sleep? Hygiene.
So you're leaving behind bad sleep hygiene.
Bad sleep hygiene.
Valid. I'm leaving behind. What am I leaving behind? Getting triggered by unsolicited advice.
Oh, I love that one. We're leaving behind not being consistent on the podcast. We're leaving behind just...
Oh my God, we got a whole new halal...
Yeah, the halal things. I'm
framework.
Thinking we're leaving behind inflammatory rhetoric... things that are not very halal.
So please don't send us any crazy stories about your husbands, I beg.
Yeah. Because you know what?
We can't do it anymore, guys.
We can't do it anymore.
We're trying to be halal girls now. For you guys too.
Exactly. So you're not looking at your husband sideways when you listen to these stories.
Exactly. We're leaving behind depressing episodes.
Episodes?
It's going to be fun.
Wholesome.
Thriving.
Uplifting.
Flirty.
Yeah. Empowering.
Empowering. And I'm finally leaving behind my 20s. So sad.
Oh my God.
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
No, that is actually, it's like a death, a new life at the same time.
It's a new life. I always think the next 10 years are going to be great.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so.
Because my frontal lobe is there now.
Yeah, and it's only up from here, isn't it?
Exactly. Right, should we see what the ladies have?
See what the girls have said.
So what have you guys said? You guys are leaving behind. Someone said Bobby Brown.
I wonder why. Is it
it's a boycott BDS. List.
Is it a BDS product?
Yes. Someone goes, not planning my life. I found that as soon as I am planning my life, Allah shows me a better plan. So I think what she means is not planning to the T.
Yeah, not being too rigid.
Exactly.
Because
I love that for you.
Your life is, you know.
Yeah.
Planned by the best.
You know what I really like, and I really embrace just enjoying life.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you really I remember putting myself into these like milestones, like I'll graduate uni, I will get a job, I will get to this next level. Like you're always trying to get to this next level and you don't enjoy what's happening now.
And should I make you guys laugh? The next level doesn't exist, because what does the dunya do more than ever?
Makes you chase that.
So practice being content with what you have.
Indeed. Someone goes praying Fajr late. Valid. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's proper, that one.
It's a madness for everyone.
Madness. Although at the moment it's quite okay
time. No, I think the prayers at night, this winter period.
It's not bad.
I love them.
I quite like it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Mm.
I'm loving it.
But in the summer it's a bit madness.
It's a bit peak, I'm not gonna lie. Someone goes, having low standards and not knowing my worth, caring about what others' opinions are.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
I love that. I love that for you. And you know what? It takes a lot of balls to not care about what others say.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. It takes a lot of balls.
Because you're gonna be burning for like the first 2 weeks just trying to not say anything.
Indeed.
And then you realise, it's the mean shit.
Next one is, holding high expectations for others only will disappoint. She's leaving that behind. I feel like you should think good of people.
Yeah.
I don't think you should think negatively of them.
Exactly. I mean, like, holding them to a high standard probably means that she's placing them on a pedestal, which isn't necessarily good. It's good to just...
But I feel like you should always be positive.
Standard. Yeah, always be positive. Just have, like, the best...
intentions.
Yeah, the best judge of character.
Someone goes, men who aren't obsessed with their girls... So she's leaving that behind.
Yes.
Valid. I agree with 100% that.
If a man's
obsessed
with
you, I don't see the point.
There's no...
Life's too short.
He needs to go. I'm so sorry.
There's no point.
But I'm just going to stop talking about this because I just feel like I'm going to create fit now. No, I'm being serious. I don't want to talk about that stuff no more because we're a halal podcast.
You're allowed to talk about a man being obsessed with you.
I love a man to be obsessed with me.
God's one loves attention, guys. Anyway, someone goes... I'm going to leave behind that I don't mind my own business. Now, that is me too. Because, you know, when drama happens, my ears are perking up, guys. And that's all of you. So don't be silent.
I don't do stuff like
that. I know you do, number one. Because when something happens outside Colton's window, she is like she's floating in the air just to go and watch. Okay.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I have to make you guys
the
laugh.
Lights come off quickly.
Yeah, you got to turn all the lights off.
And then you look out the window.
You know, it's changed though. Now we just stand at the front door.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you're even more confident with that.
Yeah, we don't even care. We don't even look out the window anymore. Because looking out the window means you've got to kind
climb.
Of bend over the banister sort
it's
of thing.
Worse, yeah.
Now we just stand at the door and watch.
Valid. The other thing I was going to say, someone goes, the single life, inshallah. Oh, so she wants to get married.
Oh.
I love that.
May
for you,
Allah
sis.
Make it easy for you.
Someone goes, bye boys, hello men. And we love that.
I love that too. Everyone needs a bit of masculine energy.
Guys, I just hope everyone gets their number one.
Their number one. Yeah.
Their Adam.
The love of their life.
That's all we need.
Mm.
Someone goes, hopefully one-sided friendships. Oh, damn.
Oh, do you know, they're quite
that's
jarring.
That's actually very hard.
One-sided friendships.
That's so jarring.
Jarring, yeah.
Like, imagine you're not giving me the same energy.
No, I don't like that. Imagine I'm going out my way for you.
Imagine you're ghosting me as your friend.
Imagine I'm going out of my way for you.
I'm dying.
Repeatedly.
I'm actually.
And I get nothing back.
I'm going to stalk you. I'm going to be so angry. That livid. Imagine that.
Seething
that you're airing my call after I said, can we go out? How horrible is that?
No, I don't like
but them. How can you even say to someone, I don't want to be your friend anymore? That is so horrible.
But also, you know what it is? That statement there, okay, one-sided friendships, we need context. Because if it's a thing where your friend doesn't really want to go out with you, maybe she's just a homebody.
Maybe she just doesn't want to hang out with you. Maybe she just doesn't like you.
Maybe you guys just have two different personality types. Maybe she's type A and you're type B.
You know what's so funny? Did you see that viral thing of those two girls on TikTok? No, on Twitter. And basically, they were friends. Then a guy got involved, and one of them started dating the guy. And then the other one took his hoodie. And then she bought him a sandwich.
Same.
And then she kept the hoodie and took a picture with it in a thong.
Yeah.
And then she bought him a sandwich.
Was it
after.
Actually in a thong? Did she say thong?
Yeah, it was in a thong. Then she added him to her private story. and sent cheeky pictures.
You know that story?
And said
just,
it was
just the tea that I needed that evening.
And then what else did she do? She bought him the sandwich, she took the pictures, took the hoodie.
But you know what was mad about the sandwiches? She bought the sandwich the day before and kept it overnight
for
him.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm not gonna lie. I think the whole thing is weird. And the way she gaslit her to the point where she was like, he's just my friend, like, you're like choosing a guy over me, like, sis. Like, you had a plan.
We all know what happened.
You plotted. Just admit it. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what you guys think.
Also, the hoodie thing is wild to me.
She borrowed his hoodie and then she kept it and then took pictures with it and just said she liked the hoodie.
And she said in the video, I just liked the hoodie. It was a nice hoodie.
No, but why would you keep it? And it's your... The thing, and the other thing, the funny thing is, yeah, I don't... Any of my married friends... Okay, take out the context that I'm Muslim. But if I wasn't Muslim... I would still not know my married friends or like my friends with boyfriends. I would not know their men like that. I'm not even gonna know his name, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Like if I see him in the street, I'll probably like, oh, that's him. I wouldn't even say hi to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to what point would you get comfortable with your friend's guy?
To be taking hoodies, buying him sandwiches.
No?
That's a bit wild. But I think it's because it's only there's I feel something like
else that
to
she
us.
Did as well though.
I feel like it's wild to us because
what
of
was
just
it the hoodie the sandwich
the that we've had.
Oh, that's true, true.
Do you know what I mean?
She did something else though. It was the hoodie, the sandwich, and something else that she was triggered by. I don't know what it was.
Was it not something about close friend stories and posting thirst traps?
Yeah, maybe it was that.
Yeah,
maybe it was
that. That is a bit wild.
But to me, I was like, girl, you were plotting, and then everyone was like, okay, we need to see this guy that they're obviously.
Fighting over.
The
guy, and lo and behold, he was a...
Who's a...
Little know, gym rat.
Little gym rat, you know.
Big muscles.
Well, doing, that's all you have to say.
Doing press-ups on TikTok.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can see...
Generic.
I can see why.
I can... Definitely. Anyway, moving on, guys. Slowly moving on. Someone goes, things I'm leaving behind in 2023, stagnant friendships. So friendships that are like
not doing anything. Yeah.
It's similar to the ones I did, yeah. Isn't it? Guys, at this point, yeah, if you're not happy with your friendships, network, go make new friends.
Yeah.
Like, valid. That is no point. Do you know what I mean? Life is too short. And someone finally said, all the fasts that I need to make up, which just reminds me I've got 2 months worth of fasts to make up because of my children. And
same, I've got
and all those periods that I probably didn't fast.
Yeah, I mean, I had a bit of a... Anyway, moving on. Bit of a wobble last one with that.
Whoa. But can we just talk about that for a second? You need to be in a household where everyone is very, like, strict on fasting. If you're on your own, you've got to
it's
have,
really
like,
difficult,
really...
difficult, yeah.
You have to have a lot of...
Iman,
but also a lot of... What am I saying? Discipline.
Yeah. No, it's hard. It's definitely hard fasting in a household where not a lot of people are fasting. And it really helps when you are in an environment with people who are observing fasting.
Indeed.
So, yeah, props to the girls that are making up fasts.
I mean, it's the best time to do it.
Okay, ex-best friend dilemma. Oh, my God.
Guys, I'm excited. I read half of this.
Right. Hey, girlies. I've recently started listening to your podcast and have been loving it. Oh, we love a new listener.
We love that. We love you.
Oh, welcome, girl. Love the show recommendations and the chit-chat. It's like a catch-up with friends. Love to see Somali sisters thriving.
Love that.
Thanks, girl. Now, let me get to my dilemma. I've had a best friend since year 2. I'm 25. We were quite close. And even though we went different schools and had other friendship groups, we always had each other and everyone knew that. Year 2.
That's actually really lovely.
I know. In college, she met a guy that was a couple of years older and she became very serious with him very fast. We met a couple of times and of course I was supportive of my friend as long as she was happy. Cute.
Love that for her.
Of course, like any relationship, there were ups and downs, but their relationship became quite toxic around the 2-year point. It's quite a serious relationship.
Okay.
My friend would always confide in me about their issues, so I was very a bit too up to date with their relationship, even though I knew this wasn't really my business. My friend needed someone to lean on, so I tried to help her and give her advice. There were multiple times that I felt my friend was in the wrong, but I told her privately and helped with finding a solution. up to this point, me and my friend have never had a fight, but there was an instance where they had a fight. And when I heard his side, I was really upset with my friend, considering all the advice that I gave.
Oh God.
That night, we got into a massive fight, long paragraphs and all, and we both were out of character and said some mean things. For me, it wasn't about the situation, but more about how she reacted when I called her out and said some really spiteful things, like, if you agree with him, then why don't you take him?
Oh, good Lord.
Since that argument, we didn't talk for 2 years and we reconnected last summer. In all honesty, I didn't hold any grudges, and when we spoke, we were clarified that what happened was the heat of the moment. But since she's back now in my life, I've been finding it extremely difficult to act like how we were before. Things are not the same. We didn't talk for 2 whole years and I've changed, and so has she. I just want to know if it's worth rekindling the friendship. Advice needed. Thanks, girls.
It's a bit weird. It's left a sour taste in my mouth, I won't lie.
Bit of a techie one.
So basically, so let's say they were friends for a long time. This one started dating a guy. She started talking badly about the guy. Whatever issues that they had, she started telling her friend. So she's giving her advice. Then one day she reacts because she's gone on the guy's side. And then she says,
yeah, so she's gone against the advice that her friend has given her. And she and the friend has heard the guy's side and agrees with the guy. Did she say, I agree with the guy? She said... She said basically, yeah, so she, there were multiple times I felt my friend was in the wrong, but I told her, so she always told her privately to help find her a solution, even though she knew that she was in the wrong. And then she heard his side and was really upset with her friend, considering all the advice that she gave her. And then the friend.
I just think, why are you going to ask for advice if I can't take it?
Yeah, and also, why are you going to ask for advice if you're going to act against the advice? I mean, exactly. We do that a lot, to be fair.
Yeah, but you can ask your friend for advice and she can give it to you, and it's your duty to accept it and not take it, but you don't react because you don't like the advice she's given you.
And also, when you finally do hear both sides and your friend has now taken the guy's side, and it's not, I don't think she took the guy's side. I think she just went with the most reasonable
explanation for whatever the situation is.
And like sometimes, Holder, like even you, when you do something wrong, I tell you.
But you just take it.
But you don't go like...
But you can have him.
That overreaction is a bit wild for me.
It's a bit mad. I mean, I don't think they should have stopped talking for 2 years over that.
Yeah,
I would say it's like a 1 week stop talking and
exactly,
then you get over
and
it.
And then you reconcile.
Like 2 years is a bit much. And 2 years has made it even more awkward now, because it's like,
it's left
how are we
going
to come back?
Gaping hole in the friendship.
And you can move on. You can replace that friend with someone else in those 2 years. You can move on from the situation.
I'm not gonna lie, it's a very techie scenario.
I don't think it's techie. I just think you can either get... So what did she say? Have they reconciled now?
So they've spoken again, and she wants to understand whether we think it's worth rekindling the relationship, having not spoken for 2 years. This is the thing. It's like 2 years is a long time.
You need to think you've been friends for a long time.
Since you were two. But yeah, you've been friends for a long time. 2 years without speaking to each other is a long time. A lot has happened in that time. Things have changed. So she's basically got to weigh up whether or not a friendship since year two means more to her than this argument.
Or she also needs to weigh up, has her life been easier now that she's been gone out of her life for 2 years?
That's a hard truth. Valid.
You can be friends with someone for a very long time, but really, they're like the thorn in your life.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean?
So she needs to sit down and reflect on what has gone right in her life since the end of this friendship.
Like, has she moved on?
Has she
thriving?
Has the sun been shining?
Is she at peace?
Has the coffee tasted sweeter?
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Are you waking up at night?
Is the breakfast filling you up
morning? Exactly. Are you a happy human?
That's so sad, isn't it?
No, but I'm telling you, it's the truth. Life is too short to be unhappy and to be resolving someone's issues 24/7. Wali bi kasidaran, yeah? What is kasidaran in Somali?
What's worse than that?
What's worse than that is someone that's asking you for advice and then throwing it back in your face.
Mm.
What is the point?
It's true.
It's 2024 soon. Is it worth it rekindling something that you know is just going to end up the way it was? But then again, we can say that she's changed.
Yeah.
And she's apologized. And then
maybe,
you know,
in slow steps, they can get back to how they used to be. But I just feel like that 2 year gap is just going to cause a lot of awkwardness. And also she says herself that she's finding it difficult to reconcile. She said, since she's been back in my life, I've been finding it extremely difficult to act like how we were before. So there's the pressure to act how they used to act before, knowing that they've both changed. It's hard. I don't know.
For me,
what would you do in that situation? Hot seat. With me. I'm joking. Really, doesn't count as we're family. You know, family, they
but
beef.
But with a friend.
And get back together very quickly.
I think it depends on the friend, and I think it depends on what this person brought to my life.
Okay. Okay, this happened between you and one of your friends, between you and Galadar. Let's say you and Galadar went all the way back.
Me and Galadar have just started our friendship. Do not bring this to us.
Let's say you both went back as far as year two.
If Galadar brought no goodness to my life and I felt like she was the thorn in my life and I kept trying to resolve her issues and we kept arguing, she never listened to me and she never listened to my advice and it was very problematic and I felt like I was anxious all the time or I felt under pressure, then no, I would be at peace. Because sometimes it's easier to leave someone behind that is not doing anything good for you, that is not of service to your life. Now, I'm not saying your friends are of service, but it's a transactional situation.
It's a two-way street.
It's a two-way street.
And I also think,
I'm good to you, you're good to me.
I also think if you're constantly the person that's cleaning up someone else's mess, I'm sorry, but that person's taking you for granted.
She's got to get a cleaner herself.
Right? She's got to clean up her own mess. And you know what? I don't even agree that she should have been chatting shit about her man to her friend.
Okay, no, because you're allowed to do that because you need... Okay, it's the level of chatting shit that you do.
It's like, okay, if a problem has presented itself and you need genuine advice, I think it's okay.
No, I'm not gonna lie, guys. I said this before, yeah? I'm so sorry, but you need to be telling your friends, your closest friends, about who the man is. And you need to be telling him... You need to be telling them, like... Is this person good for me? You guys are my friends, you know me. Because sometimes people get into situations where they're with people who are actually fucking toxic and they don't recognize it until the end when really their friends could have told them.
I get it.
But that is in a different situation.
I get it. But two things, yeah. Number one, I don't think that the friends need to G-check the man. I do think if red flags have been presented during talking stage, it's okay to discuss those things with your friends because they can actually give you sound advice about whether or not the person's worth pursuing. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like you could talk about the issue, but I don't think you could just be like, do you know what I mean? This is my man.
No, I'm not saying parade your man. I'm saying I think it's healthy to talk about your relationships with your close friends.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean you need to dog out your man,
but I'm saying you can talk about
issues.
Yeah, issues, that's what I mean. I don't think you need to talk about the relationship like as a whole.
No, of course not.
I think if there's something that's like worrying you or something that's been weighing heavy on your mind, it's nice to offload those things to get a second opinion. But I don't think really you need to be discussing ins and outs of a relationship with your friends. But another thing is, yeah, now, the thing is, I feel like with her, where it could have been like one or two issues and she helps out, she's become the go-to person to basically resolve the drama to the point where the man is going to her, to the friend, and basically telling him his side of the story. And I think that's a really weird dynamic. I don't know.
I can see why people would fall into that because everyone's really close.
Mm.
But my point here is, to her, if her only role in this friendship is to resolve issues,
that's a
is
big
that
problem.
Is it worth it?
That's very problematic.
That's what I'm saying. She needs to tally up. She needs to sit down the same way you would write the pros and cons of the guy you're dating. She needs to write the pros and cons of this friendship. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Anyway, yeah, no, girls, like on this podcast, me and Hada, you know, tell your friends the issues. Tell them your issues.
No, I'm actually being serious because so many people are silent with toxic ass men.
Yeah, and they won't, and the thing is, another thing is
and they
you
won't
find,
say anything yeah. because of pride of feeling like they've got a man.
Yeah.
Or,
and a lot of women don't want to reveal, like, it's they don't want to reveal that stuff.
Yeah, because it's shameful.
But it's so important to reveal that stuff.
I mean, the stuff isn't shameful. They feel like it's shameful.
They feel like it's shameful. But it's... Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, or evil eye.
Oh my God. Evil eye needs to let our people go.
It needs to let
guys,
our people go.
If you look
go.
Nice one day, you're not getting evil eye. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. No one's
if
watching
you post
you like
your
that.
Picture on the gram, like, you're not getting evil
no
eye.
No one is watching you like that. One no one's, no got one's time watching like that. That.
And also, like, I just find this concept of evil eye so annoying because everyone always runs to evil eye as the first point of, like, thing as to why something's gone wrong. And I don't think that's the case. No. I just think, A, you're a shitty person. Either you're a shitty person, B, and it's just bad karma. Not that we believe in karma, but you know what I mean. And B, you're not reading your adhkad.
Valid.
You're not reading your adhkad.
And if you're praying and reading your adhkad, you won't get
evil eye. Won't touch you.
Valid.
Like, so if you're constantly prone to evil eye, maybe, you know, you need to...
Evil
if you're constantly prone to evil eye, you okay. need to look within and think, you know what? What am I not doing, which I could be doing better? But posting a picture on social media, you got a spot the next day, no, hun.
Yeah, no one's watching you like that. I'm so sorry. Reality check. I mean, Allah barak to all of you guys. I'm not hating, but I'm just saying, like, it's not everyday evil eye.
It's not everyday evil eye.
But I get the concept of, like... And also, in our culture, I feel like having, like, a dating or, like, having a guy... Maybe nowadays it's like a very
it's like if
trendy,
I reveal the man then I'll get evil eye.
Like nowadays people are a bit more trendy to reveal their guys.
Yeah.
I feel like the soft launches, the hard launches are everywhere now.
Yeah.
And whereas back in the day I felt like everyone
was hiding their mans.
Everyone was hiding their mans.
Yeah.
And it's just like I just wish there was a database that you could just post a man's picture and be like, did any of you lot know him? Real quick before I do this thing. Do you know what I mean? No, but for real, for real. Because it's trifling.
There's a lot of trifling behaviour.
There is a lot of married men on Hinge. I'm so sorry. I'm laying it all out, but it's the valid truth. And if no one is like, G-checking this, what are we going to do? People are going to be stuck in very heartbroken situations.
It's crazy.
But
on
digress.
The flip side, we have to think good thoughts, like, of people and, you know, trust that there's a good
there's
person.
There's two sides to every story.
Do you know what I mean? Because if you, obviously, if the person senses that trust energy from you, then they are more likely to...
And maybe she didn't have anyone to talk to.
Yeah, maybe she didn't have anyone to talk to.
Maybe he was gaslighting her and she felt isolated.
True. It's true. There's a lot of reasons why someone will divulge their relationship problems to you. And I think most of the time it comes from desperation. Exactly. They're looking for a way out. They need help. They're trying to understand certain things. And it's not a bad thing. If somebody comes to you with information like that, I think people have a right to do right by them and give them good information. And I think the friend's done that.
I agree.
But, you know, if someone is consistently not taking the advice on board, and granted, sometimes I don't take your advice whole lot. I just go with what I think is right, and this comes from ego, stubbornness, etc. And also a thing where you're trying to keep things.
Also, you're navigating how your situation is.
Exactly, and you can't often and rely on someone else's advice because only
also,
you know your situation.
Exactly, and also, this is why it's difficult. If someone is in a shitty situation, and like, and the person that you're seeking advice from has only like experienced negativity or like they're going through a shitty phase, like that will transfer onto your advice. Am I making sense? Like, let's say I'm in my relationship's like going through a very difficult phase at the moment. I'm not telling you, but you're asking me for advice. And then my advice is one-sided because I'm going through this difficulty, so I'm not being impartial to what's happening on both ends. Mm. So my advice will only come from like the negative stance of me that whatever I'm experiencing will transfer onto you.
Exactly.
So like the advice isn't actually...
Balanced.
It's not balanced, it's not authentic.
So,
do you know what I mean?
Like a lot the advice friends give you usually comes from like a protective place.
Yeah.
So if you're divulging information that is negative, automatically
that might trigger the other person.
Yeah, automatically it's going to switch something in them for them to try and protect you and take you away from that situation.
So they might not even give you rational advice.
It's very biased advice. Exactly. And the thing is, only the person in the relationship can really gauge what to do. They
but I mean
know.
Sometimes your friends can wake you up.
Yeah, sometimes your friends can wake you up. Sometimes your friends can offer very balanced advice. Maybe it's this or maybe it's that.
Valid.
Right? And I think that's quite good. It's good to always be balanced. Not neutral, but just balanced.
Valid.
But yeah, like, I don't know, it's a hard one. I just think it's a hard one.
I just think it's up to her, like, my love. Honestly, I think deep down she knows the truth.
But do you think the friend should have...
Also, 2 years is mad.
Yeah, like, do you think the friend should have ended the relationship with her bestie because of this blip?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. Imagine she's not even with the guy.
It's like, oh, because you didn't take my advice. I don't think that's like... I think that's something that I would make up with my friend.
I'd like, get and over like, it in a month. It's
yeah,
not
like
that
a month.
Deep. But then some people are a bit more stubborn. Mm. But anyway, it's up to you. I think deep down you know what the answer is.
Yeah. I think you know what you need to do. Cause
and also, if you've come back together now, it might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Things might have changed.
And you guys might even deal with issues like this in a healthier way going forward.
And you might not have the same friendship as before, and maybe that's a good thing.
And can I just say, sometimes when people experience really big problems between one another, it usually makes them stronger because they've been through something together. Do you know what I mean?
Valid.
So this could teach them, there's a lesson in this. Don't go this long without speaking to each other. Don't jump to conclusions. Let people make their mistakes. Da 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 da. All of that stuff. Do you know what I mean?
And Zini, and you shouldn't even be ignoring someone for, is it 3 days?
Yeah.
Like 3 days, right? That's like the most. And then you're meant to resolve the situation. So, girlies, don't leave things for 2 years. I'm not going to lie. That would eat me up alive.
Yeah, guys. And honestly, this is like a long friendship. They know a lot about each other. They probably know each other's families.
Because she must know all my dirt. There's no way I could.
I would keep that one close.
I'm so sorry. She could write a tell-all about me on TikTok.
Do you know what I mean? She could do a surviving cult horn series on TikTok.
For real, for real.
No, like that
exposing
one.
Exposing cult horn.
You got to get that friend back.
You got to get her back. Just saying. Anyway, guys, is there anything else that we missed on this episode?
No, I think that's it.
I think that's it, girlies. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We love you guys. Make sure you continue sharing with your mothers.
Aunties, sisters, cousins. I think
this is a good episode
cousins.
To share with mothers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, did you have to think for a second?
Did you say anything risque? And thank you guys so much for the support on YouTube and all the comments that you're leaving on the Apple podcast. We appreciate it all.
Guys, can I just say, I am loving the YouTube comments at the moment.
I know.
They're just exciting. Really sweet.
I love them.
I actually love the YouTube lot. Mm. Spotify, I'm not going to lie, I haven't really read... Can you even read?
You can't really read stuff.
It's Apple.
It's Apple.
Apple, I went through them briefly, but they're not as constant.
Mm. But what was I going to say to you guys? Guys, we've got one more episode this season, and then we are going on a little break for four weeks?
4 weeks.
I think it's 4 weeks.
Guys, we're going on the Christmas holidays early.
Honestly, I'm going to be binge watching and sitting down doing nothing.
Are you crazy? I'm stocking the fridge.
Do you know what I mean?
But I'm buying the chocolates.
But you guys can catch up with us on our broadcast on IG. It's on Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah. Instagram broadcast.
On Instagram broadcast. Because someone's going to be going on holiday, so the TikTok's going to be coming, apparently. We'll see.
Oh my God, please don't put pressure on me. Not TikTok.
We want to see outfits.
But
we want to see where you're going.
Guys. I'll be on the stories.
You promised us TikTok. Me and Galada know what you said. You promised us TikTok, excuse me.
Okay.
And then what else was I going to say? But yeah, just check out what we're doing on the stories and on the broadcast. It's going to be fun. And then we're going to be back on January 8th, inshallah, for a bigger and better season. So let's go.
Love you guys. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share, and download the episodes. Me and Harda are trying to get to 1 million downloads.
Bye. Oh my God, we are.
By 2024.
No, that's mad. We never know.
We can do it.
Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.